USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's new concerns in New York as children are dying from an illness linked to the coronavirus. A rare inflammatory disease linked to COVID-19 has claimed the lives of 3 children in New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the illness is only happening to kids who've had COVID-19.
Children are presenting symptoms similar to Kawasaki disease or toxic shock-like syndrome. These are children who come in who don't present the symptoms that we normally are familiar with COVID.
Another staffer in the White House has tested positive for COVID-19. First, a personal valet for President Trump tested positive for the virus. On Friday, it was revealed that Vice President Pence's press secretary, Katie Miller, also tested positive. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And, of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hundreds of people attended a rally on Friday in support of Ahmaud Arbery, and officials say they will investigate the man who recorded a video of his shooting. Arbery, who is African-American, was shot to death while jogging in Brunswick, Georgia, on February 23rd. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation announced the arrest on Thursday of Gregory McMichael and his son Travis, who are white. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed an executive order requiring mail-in ballots to be sent to all eligible voters for the November election. The measure is meant to limit the spread of the novel coronavirus at polling places. He said in-person voting places will still be available for those who need it, including people with disabilities, those who speak different languages, and those who are homeless. A Gallup poll released last month indicates that 3/4 of Americans favor allowing all registered voters to vote by mail. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Congress is working hard to put together another stimulus package to help the economy during the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other top Democrats are beginning to outline what Democrats' priorities are for the next phase of coronavirus funding. Democrats are wanting to prioritize health care and frontline workers, as well as funding for state and local governments. Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio tells Fox News we need to pump the brakes just a little bit here.
When it comes to states and local governments, I would say this. If a local government, we should not be paying for their debt, right? So whatever problems they had coming into this thing, this is not an opportunity to get that stuff paid off. If we're talking about loss in revenue, you know, they were going to generate $1 million this year, and instead they only generated $500,000. There is something I'm willing to talk about, and I'll tell you why, because ultimately what you're going to see is affected is garbage pickup, police officers, firefighters, essential services, and, you know, local governments that we are counting on them to provide a lot of these services in the front lines of some of this response, and those workers shouldn't be the ones paying the price. So I think there's a difference between bailing out states who have debt because they didn't manage their investment funds and retirement funds, and helping them with loss of revenue so they can continue basic government operations. There's a big difference between the two.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.